Talking now with members of the Pella Christian Baseball Squad, Matt and Elliot Minninga. Guys, thanks for joining us. And kind of a neat deal here as the Eagles prepare for their first state tournament berth in 29 years. And I'm going to start with you, Matt. As one of the last players who got to experience the state tournament as a baseball player at Pella Christian, how cool is it to see that streak come to an end?
Yeah, very cool experience. I think Coach Chris said it the other night. This is kind of for, you know, all of the Pella Christian baseball teams that have been in the past here. You know, we get to kind of, you know, be the face of those teams and represent them at the state tournament this year.
And getting to be a part of that team, what was your experience like as a player, being one of the last members as an eighth grader too, nonetheless, being able to make it to state as an eighth grader there and seeing just the process along the way and now getting to see the end of that streak. What was it like back then getting to compete at state?
Yeah, so like you said, I was an eighth grader, so I didn't get a lot of playing time. I was mostly a DH every once in a while. So, but just kind of a cool experience, you know, just kind of remembering, you know, over the past couple of weeks, remembering what that experience was like, remembering that team. A lot of similarities in terms of, you know, some great leadership. It was a really fun experience back then. You know, just reliving that, reliving the dog pile at the end. You know, it's stuff that you kind of live for, and you always want to see that for yourself, and in this case, for our kids and for our players. So really hope we get to experience that again here next week.
And Elliot, you got to be a part of this team that breaks that, and you do it in dramatic fashion, beating the defending four-time state champions, being able to catch a complete game like that and get to experience that feeling for yourself. How cool of that was that feeling for you Tuesday night once the final out was finally recorded and you had pulled off the upset?
I mean, it was so much fun. The whole way, it was so much fun. I told the umpire behind the plate multiple times, I'm like, either way this goes, this has been a heck of a game, and I've had so much fun. And I think I told you, I don't know if we were in the car, but I told you that I wish we could play Van Meter in a 7-game series because it was just so much fun.
And getting to share this experience with your dad, too, who was a part of the last team to be able to make it to the state tournament. What was that experience like, just being able to share that with him?
I mean, it was awesome. I hugged him, like, right away. He was one of the first people I hugged, and it was awesome. Great moment.
And, Matt, getting to experience that with your son, too. I was asking you off the air which one, you know, was more special to you, being able to compete as a player or as a coach and a father. You told me right away, without hesitation, I think this one's going to trump that one. What about this makes it so special for you, getting to watch your son experience the joy you got to experience as an eighth grader?
Yeah, you know, it's there's been a lot of hard work put in with the whole team and being a part of that, helping them grow as young men and as baseball players. It's so rewarding. I don't know, I'm gonna get choked up here a little bit, but it's rewarding to see them put in the hard work and to get the results and to get the you know, ultimately this has been the goal all year, is to make it to state. And obviously we've got new goals now since we've made it. But yeah, just watching them all year put in the hard work and being able to be a part of it, it's just, I don't know, I'm a little bit speechless, to be honest with you.
And you show some of that emotion here. You know, I know you mentioned getting choked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just being able to share that with Elliot specifically in this role, what about that kind of brings about that emotion, just knowing that you get to experience that with him?
Yeah, I mean, just as a baseball player in general, especially a high school baseball player, I've coached Elliot ever since he was young, and several other kids on the team as well. Just watching them progress and to get better and better and work hard and everything that they do. It just everything comes full circle for you, you know, as a baseball player myself, now coach and father. It's great to see the progress and the end result here.
Question for both of you here to wrap up our time. Beckman Catholic, you guys go in as the underdogs once again, which you guys have kind of taken and embraced that role of underdog here, if you will, in the postseason. you go into it once again with the underdog mindset of you got to take on number three Beckman Catholic in the first round. What's it going to take to get it done and advance to the semifinals up there at the state tournament in Carroll?
I think we know that Beckman's a great team. I know some kids on the team because of golf, and I think they're quite athletic and quite a good baseball team, but we knew that going into Van Meter too. And we know that it's a possibility that we beat them. And I think it's just us knowing that we have nothing to lose and just playing that way, play free, and have a good time again.
Yeah, I think with our strength of schedule and the conference that we play in, it's we've really been preparing for this all year long with the competition we've had. I don't know that we're going to see anything that we haven't seen yet this year. So, yeah, no doubt Beckman's a good team, but so are we, right? So we're going to go in there and we're going to do our best and, yeah, hopefully come out with a W.
Hopefully. Guys, thanks for the time. This is such a special moment and a special time. Happy for the both of you. It's been a privilege. You cover it all year. Looking forward to some more fun up in Carroll and hopefully three more games.
That's right. So. Yeah, thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you.